Amen. You may be seated. Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, in the book of Mark. Let me say this in the beginning. In the Christian world, or in the church world, manifestation is important. And the reason manifestation is important, because there's a switch that has to be made from the spirit world to the natural world. You call it manifestation. You talk about revelation, you talk about manifestation, but there's a spirit world as well as there's a natural world. So manifestation is important. How many of y'all believe manifestation is important? In other words, prayers are prayed, answer seems like it's nowhere, but God give an answer. All right, so in Mark 4, verse 21, you're going to have to listen. Verse 21, and he said unto them, Jesus the speaker, is a camel brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? Now notice verse 22. For there's nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. So we talk about things being hid. We're talking about things that are secret. But we're also talking about they can be manifested. Your secret cry, your secret dream, the desire you have in your life, there's a way that it can be brought to pass. Might be hid from you right now. It might seem like it's in a secret place, but there's a way. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to everybody in here. There's a way for to bring it to pass, and the Lord wants me to begin to share that way with you this morning. The hidden blessing. The secret thing that God has in store for you. There's a way to cooperate with God that it can be placed in your life and that you can bless somebody else's life. How many of y'all want to be a blessing? Not just get blessed, but you want to be a blessing. Notice the word. I want you to notice the word. Nothing hid. In verse 21. No, verse 22. In verse 22, it also said things kept secret. How many of y'all see that? Yes. Things kept secret. But he said, but it shall come abroad. You see that? Now, notice what it says in verse 23, and I'm going to make two or three statements here. Verse 23, you with me?
Yes, sir.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. What a strange statement. See, touch your ear. See, I got ears. Yeah, but it might not be hearing.
Yes, sir.
Let's think about this. There are dimensions of hearing. There's natural, normal hearing, but as a child of God's creation, you can hear what God's saying. If any man have ears, and Jesus said that in Matthew 13 also, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, notice verse 24. And he said unto him what? Take heed what you hear. What does that mean? Pay attention. What? With what measure? Notice that word. With what measure? What importance? What value? You meet, it should be measured to you. So Who's setting the measure of your manifestation? Or let me say it. Who's setting the measures of your blessing? Who doing it? No. Look at me. Your ear doing it. See? You're blessed to the limit that you can hear. He says, take heed what you hear. What measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. How important you place on your hearing, that's how important it's going to be to me. And to you that hear what he said. Y'all not hearing that? And you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given. He that has not from him shall be taken even that which he had. So this type of hearing is important, right? This is a special type of hearing that every child of God has, but you have to train it. See, you setting the manifestation, you setting the measure, you setting the blessing that you're going to enjoy by how you train yourself to hear. You got to be trained to hear. All right, maybe this will help you. Maybe this will help you. All limitation in your life is based on your hearing. Whatever is missing in your life, you're not hearing. Amen. He's saying it, but you're not hearing it. We're sometimes busy, too busy listening at the outside. Here we're talking about having the ability to listen on the inside. Let's measure. You say the word measure was used there, right? In the text. Your greatest weakness or your greatest strength is hearing. Then in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, in the scripture says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your hearing, turn to John 10:27. John 10:27. You know, we often quote the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want, but not necessarily so. If the Lord is my shepherd, why I mean so much want? Let's quote that part. If the Lord is my shepherd, why I got to be praying about everything, every day, every hour, every day. Got to try to know how I'm going to make it by prayer. No. Now, if the Lord is your shepherd, you don't have to be praying every day for everything you need because you already got it. You're praying for somebody else. Here he says, my sheep hear my voice. So there must be some other voices. And I know them. I know who's listening to me. How can I recognize who's listening to me? They don't follow every little fad that come along, every little voice that come along, every little thing that come on the internet, every little thing that come on the Instagram. No, they listen to the innermost being and they listen to the inner man. They're not Instagram orientated. The internet is not in control in their life. The inner man is in control. Who hearing my voice? See, that's the inward voice. See, we're hearing that outer voice. That outer voice is a mess, is a commercial. That's right. The inner voice is a covenant. Right. That's good statement, sir. So, I mean, what you listening at the commercial or you listening at the covenant? That's how you come out. whatever's missing in your life. You're not hearing. What? It's that simple, Pastor. Yes. Because nothing is big enough to hold nothing back from you when you're hearing what God said and following his direction. God wants you to hear what he's saying. Who give me trouble in my hearing? Your thoughts and your senses. That's who give you trouble in your hearing. Your thoughts on the outside, hearing through your senses. I got a question I wrote down here. Hearing manifest divine bread. Y'all didn't even hear it. Hearing manifest divine bread. It feeds you. It gives you direction. It gives you correction. It gives you protection. When you're hearing, the enemy cannot rob you. The thief rob you by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. What a text. I got two texts I don't know which one to go to. That's why it takes me a little while here. Some people are just listening. Worry, fear, failure, and anxiety come from not hearing the truth. Here's what the Lord said to tell you. I'm not obligated to speak to you again until you carry out what I've already told you. It almost to say this. If you quit hearing me, I'm going to quit hearing you until you come to your senses. I read in the Old Testament some places God didn't even answer. He said, when you turn around and do what I tell you to do, then I'm going to answer you. I'm not going to hear you right now. One of the most golden texts about hearing is found in Luke. Turn to Luke chapter 10. I want to read a little bit there. Hearing is the greatest power in the spirit realm. The whole spirit realm works by hearing. If you're dull of hearing, that's why you got a dull life. So you want to get your hearing straight. Luke chapter 10. You brought your shouting clothes? Hearing. Holy Spirit, help me to hear what the Lord is saying to me. Now, another thing is, hearing is personal. You understand that? It's personal. All right, Luke 10 now. This is so powerful that if you can't get it here, Luke 10, 38. Because a lot of time, we're busy with everything else but God. We pay more attention, we listen to everything. But you need to pause, listen to me, and hear the voice of God on a daily basis. He will speak to you. What I said?
He will speak to you.
Let me ask you a question. When the last time you say, Lord, speak to me? Or when the last time you turn your television on? So when you turn your television on, you're saying, speak to me. When the last time you said, God, how many scriptures you know?
Come on.
How many legs on the internet you know? How much you know about Instagram? How much you know about inspiration? How computer savvy are you? How Bible savvy are you? You see what's happening? We got to turn this around. We got to put God first. We got to know what God's saying before what this world's saying. Are you following me? Come on, don't sit on me this morning. We got to turn this whole generation around to be able to see where they're going without some fad telling them they're supposed to go this way. Hearing brings conviction. Verse 38, Luke 10:38. So now it came to pass as they went that they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. That's Jesus. Now notice verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which sat at, ain't that girl shoot that ball too much? Yeah, I thought I knew you were fair. That girl can shoot that basketball. Good Jesus Christ. I kept looking at the little child. I said, that's her. My God. And throwing me off my tail. That girl shoot that ball. Verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary. Now, listen, don't let it get by you. Also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Underline that. Also, come on, say it. Also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Say it again.
Also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his
word. So important here. So important, because in this lesson, something going to be revealed that you won't. Hallelujah. Verse 40 now. I'm wondering you in verse 39 or 40. But Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Ooh, good God Almighty. See, I know the benefits from hearing. Mm-hmm. I know the blessing from hearing, huh? When you train yourself, over the years I've trained, I'm still a student though, but I've trained myself, I'm listening for him all the time. He leads you into secret places where the enemy can't get his hand on you. The Bible says if you hear his voice, he leads you into a green pasture. Besides still water. But you got to hear.
Yes.
See. I know it's more than one type of hearing, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, turn there quickly, I will come back here. 1 Corinthians 2, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man to think that God has what?
Prepared.
Am I missing something by not hearing? Are you over there? 1 Corinthians 2:9. I want you to see this. See, we're talking about a revelatory hearing, a hearing by revelation. We're not just talking about hearing words, but we're talking words that tell you what they mean. We're not just talking about English. We're not just talking about a sound. We're talking about Greek, Hebrew, Latin, and everything, because God can reveal it to you how he want to reveal it to you. But you see that? But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. The things which God has prepared for them that love him. God got some things prepared for us because we love him, but he can't get them to us if we don't hear him. See, he lead us. He lead us past that trap. He said, don't turn here. Go two streets up. Turn left. But you got to be able to hear him, you see. Come on, talk to me here.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Here's what I'm about to say. Here's what, you ready?
Yes, sir.
You about to go somewhere you never been. This hearing will take you to territories that you have never been before. God is about to reveal something to you that you've been looking. Oh, y'all ain't gonna shout, huh? I feel the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Places you've been trying to get. Places you've been trying to go. Write this down. Sit down. Write this down. This is gonna bless you. Hearing in the spirit world is seeing. You ready? You ready? If I'm looking your direction, say something. Hearing in the spirit world is understanding. And no matter how anything look on the outside, hearing in the spirit world is knowing.
Yes, sir. That's some good preaching, man.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Hearing in the spirit world is possible.
Amen.
Once you hear what God say going to happen, you know, it's over, no matter how you feel. No matter how you're locked down, no matter who around you, no matter how long it been, if you hear God say something gonna happen, possible. You want a word from the Lord? He said, I'm about to wrap some things up in your life. From this day, I'm about to wrap some things up in your life like never before. Because hearing gonna do it for you. So when my ears are open, my eyes are open, my understanding is open, my wisdom is open, my direction is open, it's important to train yourself to hear his voice. His voice is not always in the wind. His voice is not always in the fire. Many times his voice is a still, small voice. He whispers to you. He don't want nobody else to know your business. Somebody gonna get the answer this morning. Who is it? Who is it? I just want to know who's going to get their answer up in here this morning. If you're going to get your answer, I want you to cut up about two, three or four seconds. Get your answer. I'm going to get my answer. I am going to get my answer. You don't want your answer, I'm getting my answer this morning. Tell the person standing next to you, if you're not going to get your answer, tell them, I'm going to get my answer this morning. Tell them. You're not going to get your... Sit down, let me show you this here and now. Don't me forget, I got to go back to Luke because I got an important thing in Luke. But 1 Corinthians 2:9 now. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, what's so important about this verse is our hearing is revealed hearing. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to verse 10. See? So there's such a thing called, I want you to write it down, revealed hearing. I love it. I love it. Don't you love that? And Julia? Yeah? Revealed hearing. It don't come to you naturally. But it's the Holy Spirit enabling you to hear something that the other nine putting sitting next to you don't hear. And I want to cut you a little bit. The worst thing that can happen to you is to be deaf spiritually. Sometimes don't want to hear what God's saying, because you think what the internet's saying is more important than what God's saying. I'll just cut it up this morning. Instagram has no anointing. All Instagram has is opinion. If you're going to let Instagram run your life or the Holy Spirit run your life, I don't care what they think about me. I know who I am. I ain't putting my car on there for them to see it. I don't care. They don't need to know where I'm going. That's none of their business. That's how your house get robbed. You tell everybody where you're going. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Go back to Luke. I'm almost through. Hearing. Listen to me, young lady. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Hearing. Train your hearing. Your hearing is going to change your whole direction of your whole life. You want to be able, let's say this, God, train me to hear your voice. Jesus, train me to hear your voice. Holy Spirit, train me to hear your voice. Now, look at me, everybody in here. There's not a person in here that God do not want to talk to. Listen, he wants to give you, listen, divine direction. Divine direction means it's already settled. Let God speak to you. Go back to Luke. Go back to Luke. Luke 10. Two sisters, one doing a lot of serving, but the other one chose to hear. When you hear, the Lord get lighter. He will show you how to do something that it would have taken 24 days. You could do it in 24 minutes. That's, I'm trying to give a ratio of when you have heard from God. So let's see what happened. This sister fussing by the other sister. The other sister's just sitting there listening to Jesus' word. She's just sitting there. And she just about everything. She's trying to sing a song and she's trying to do everything, write a poem and all kinds. trying to cook and everything. God just sitting there.
That's right.
Look at verse 41. No, we've got to look back at it because I want you to see what happened here. Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, but also sat at Jesus' feet, sat at Jesus' feet, sat at Jesus' feet, sat at, and heard Jesus' word. Sat up! Sat at whose feet? At Jesus' feet. Next time you need the answer, find you a room. Get by yourself. And just make this statement. Jesus, I'm sitting at your feet. And I want to hear what you got to say about this. Can we do this? Can one of us go to New Orleans, the other one go to Baton Rouge, and the other one go to Alexandria, and we all three can do the same thing? Why? He honor present. So any moment you need to, in any situation, you can set yourself down and say, Jesus, I'm sitting at your feet. I want to hear what you got to say about this. I dare you do it. What you dealing with right now? What you need to do something about right now? What's pressing on you right now? Nobody in here know, but you know it. I want you to leave here and sit at Jesus' feet. I promise you. He's going to tell you what you need to hear. Tell somebody, I got my answer. Right here. Right now. Matter of fact, I'm not going to leave out of the parking lot. When I get in the car, I'm going to sit and tell me, Lord, I'm at your feet. Tell me what you need to tell me. I need to know what's going on. Hurry up, boy. Hurry up, boy. Hurry up, boy. Hurry up, boy. You move up here. God ain't going to make it. I told you, hurry up. He coming. My usher coming out. You better move, boy. Come on. She about to shout. I ain't going to let her get it by herself. I ain't going to let her get it by herself. Don't let her get everything. I ain't going to let her get it by herself. You going to let her get it by herself? What? She's getting something. You gonna let her get it by herself? Tell six people I got my answer and shout. Tell six people. Now shout about it. I got my answer. I can hear the voice for myself. My answer. I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear what he said to me. Yeah.
I receive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Huh?
I receive too.
Yeah. Amen. Out there, young people may not understand what I'm about to say right now, but there are so many here who will understand. When I started out in the things of God, I would hear the old people say, sometimes you need to get a little ugly for God. You need to shout and praise his name. Come on, let's get a little ugly up here tonight. Shout and praise his name. He's a good God. Oh, he's a good God. 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 I say he's a good God. I serve a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. Shout, come on, shout it out. He's a good God. I got my answer. Tell somebody, I got my answer. Tell somebody, he's a good God. I got my answer. He's a good God. I got my answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear him talking to me. He's talking to me right now. He's giving me my answer right now. He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God. Oh, hallelujah. I need for you to say something. I feel impressed in my spirit for you to say this. And you need to tell it to somebody out loud. You need to tell it to somebody out loud. Here it is. I'm not leaving you without my answer. How long I been preaching, young man? 40 minutes? He said 40? Look at this text with me, if you will. Sit down one more minute. Tell somebody else, I'm not leaving you without my answer. You know, in the spirit world is something, man. I mean, and sometimes God talking cold in the spirit world. I don't know what this is going to mean to you, but it just says something to me. I hear a bell ringing. I hear a bell ringing. Somebody who thought they wasn't gonna make it. He shouldn't have never let you got to this house this morning. Because a fresh anointing is placed on your life right now. And you're going back stronger than you ever been before. Because you heard the voice that nobody can turn down. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many glad you're here this morning? How many of you all have something you need to hear about your life? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Give me a few more minutes. Sit down. What usually happens when I'm putting sit down? Huh? The job is complete. Sit down. Oh, Lord, sit down. You don't have to fight this battle no more. Sit down. You don't have to run no more. Just sit down. Rest yourself. You got your answer. Sit down. You think I'm all awake with my text? She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. You don't have to run no more. You don't have to call everybody. Call all your family members. Just sit down at Jesus' feet and hear his word. I'm still with my text. And when you sit down and hear Jesus' word, it shall not be taken from you. Because when Jesus speak, everybody else got to move. Even your enemy got to move when Jesus speak. Supernatural answers coming when Jesus speak. Miracles come when Jesus speak. Water turning to wine when Jesus speak. Lame man walk when Jesus speak. Blind eyes are open when Jesus, oh my God. Men and women get saved when Jesus speak. People get born again when Jesus speak. People get filled with the Holy Ghost when Jesus speak. Bodies get healed. Anybody here need healing? When in the name of Jesus, be healed. Bodies get healed when Jesus speak. Needs be met, bread be multiplied when Jesus speak. Water stand still when Jesus speak. Sit down and hear his voice. Sit down and let him give you instruction. Sit down and listen to his voice. Your enemy is becoming your footstool because you heard Jesus' voice. Yeah! Do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death? I feel no evil. I think I'm gonna sit down in the valley. When Jesus speak, the blind see, the lame walk, the dumb talk, the deaf hear, people get born again. Are you born again? Did he speak to you one day? How many of y'all remember your day? I heard the voice of Jesus for myself. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I got born again. How many of y'all remember your day when you crossed the river, when you came to the other side, when you left darkness and came into the light, when you left a thirsty land and came in the land of many waters, when you left a sad place and came into a glad place? Somebody scream in here. I'm saved. Tell somebody next to you, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm
washed in the blood. I got it. Ain't nothing wrong with being happy. Ain't nothing wrong with getting, ain't nothing wrong with shouting. Ain't nothing wrong with glorifying. Ain't nothing wrong. Come on, y'all, get up here. Get up here. Get up here.